It is said that a king had attacked an area more than 6 times in order to conquer it, but was unsuccessful. When his last attempt was also unsuccessful, he became tired, and in a state of despair, he lay down in the room with intention to rest. While thinking about his numerous unsuccessful attempts, suddenly his eyesight fell upon an ant trying to climb the wall in the room, which had no intention of giving up despite failing constantly. Many times, the ant would reach very close to the top of the wall, but would then fall down. The ant would then get up, try again to climb the wall. Eventually, after many attempts, the ant became successful in its mission. Seeing the struggle of the ant, the king gained motivation. He fought off his despair, strived again with a new passion and enthusiasm to attack that area, and became successful in his mission. O lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we learn from this parable that the continuous striving and effort does eventually produce a result. We are able to learn many things from the action of an ant in trying to achieve its mission. No matter how far or how difficult the destination is, an ant goes toward its purpose with much courage and only rests when it manages to attain great heights. Likewise, a few small ants work together to pick up big grains and take it inside their holes. This is also the result of their continuous strives and struggles. We should also learn the lessons from these ants and make it a part of our life to continuously strive. Those continuous striving, difficult tasks are able to be completed, whereas without striving, even easy tasks seem difficult to do so. Dear Islam brothers, remember, we must strive to carry out these acts that please Allah Azza wa Jal and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That will benefit us in this life and the hereafter. That is the cause of prominence for the religion of Islam. That will help us fulfill our purpose of coming into this world. That will benefit our country and community. That will benefit creation, and which are not a means of causing pain unjustly to anyone. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given glad tidings of success to those who strive in His way. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in Para 21, Surah An-Kabut, Ayah number 69, translation, and those who struggle in our way, we shall definitely show them our paths. The summary of commentary of this ayah written in Tafsir Satu Janan is as follows. Number one, those who strive to obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will definitely be shown the paths of reward. Number two, those who strive to repent, they will definitely be shown the pathways to sincerity. And those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to action. And those who strive to establish the Sunnah, they will be shown the pathways to paradise. O lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we learn from this blessed ayah and commentary that whoever does virtuous action, he will be rewarded with goodness for them. We hope that through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever strives to be obedient to their parents, he will be successful in this world and the hereafter. Whoever strives to feed Muslims, the stages of the hereafter will continue to become easy for him. Whoever continues to strive in giving charity, he will be having a blessing in his wealth. And who strives to repent from his sins, he will be blessed with sincerity. The students who strives to gain Islamic knowledge, he will gain success in his actions. And who strives to act upon the Sunnah and spread the Sunnah, he will be eligible for a blessing like paradise.